Good morning, each and every one of you. I welcome you to the Master's Call this morning. We just appreciate that you got up this morning with the Lord on your mind. So because of that, we're going to go to the Lord and prayer in this telecommunication sanctuary, and I would like you to have a seat in your mind. Be peaceful. Good morning, Father God. We come to you with a smile on our face this morning. No matter what we're going through right now in the natural, Father, we already know you have it. So we're just going to know you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. There is nothing happening to us that you don't know about, Father, and that we will seek you in everything we do this day so that we, Father, will know that you have our very best in mind, because we know you love us, Father. We thank you for Artists International, a health and wellness company, that we're able to be ministers in the marketplace and touch those, Father, that would not have known about this company. We thank you for the Des De Leon family that came to us, Father, and said, you know what, we have in order, faith, family. And then, really, you know, Father, we just appreciate and lifestyle. We appreciate that you sent us a company that has you at the top of the table where you should be. Father God, we just love and appreciate these two awesome women of God that you sent us to birth this call. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is a bride-to-be, and we just visually see her walking down that aisle with that beautiful smile on her face, walking towards her Boaz, and we have our lovely Dr. P.K. Roberts. And I tell you, Father, you made such a precious woman in her that I really just love those dimples and that smile, that infectious smile that just lights up the world, Father. We love these women. We thank you for these women. And just so that you know, there will be no interruption, no interference, no distraction as we receive this word from this awesome person of God that's going to come forth and feed us the words. We'll be able to nourish on it, chew on it all day long, Father. We thank you for this format, this telecommunication sanctuary, that we're able to come to you each and every morning live, Monday through Friday. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And I turn the call over to our host. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister, loud and clear.
Thank you so much for being so faithful to the call, being a victorious woman of God, and opening us up in prayer and greeting our wonderful family. Good morning to each one of you. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and we are so glad that you had the opportunity to join us on the Master's Call. You see, this call is about our Father. It's about the Master. And before we do anything, we greet him first and foremost, and we thank him for waking us up. And we thank him for what he has done, because he truly is our master. So again, welcome to the Master's Call. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God. Dr. P.K. Roberts, she's our ambassador of Artists International. She's the first ambassador of Artists International and one of our co-founders. And, of course, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, she is the bride-to-be. She is getting ready to get married. She is our mother eagle, and we love these women. And she, too, is an Artist International distributor. So we thank God for them. We thank God for them saying yes, because we have this call. And you know what? We have a scripture that you can locate in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. You see, this call starts off with prayer, we end with prayer, and we know that God is in charge, and our mission statement is also letting us know that we are being enriched. We are enhanced and we are empowered because we are believers, and this is what we do is we begin our day. We have an email address for you, and if you would love to give us your prayer request, because the call was founded on prayer and we pray for you daily, you can send your prayer request to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. That is the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And if you have a praise report, we will rejoice with you. And if you would like to be a prayer intercessor or even one of our guest speakers, send it all to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And every message has been archived from the beginning of the first time we started, and that was on October 25th, 2010. So you can go to our website and listen to all the messages. And the website address is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And immediately following this call, many of us are Artists International Health and Wellness Distributors. We have a morning motivational call, and that's where we get together and we hear what's going on in Artists. And that number for you is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And that call is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, Dr. Dorothy Cook, our Platinum President, and her team of Platinum Presidents and Platinum Presidents-to-be. And congratulations on your wonderful achievement. So go to 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND, and hear what's going on within Artists International. And one of the things that's going on today is double points. So when you bring in those business partners, $199, $299, $399, double, 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 double points. And that's a wonderful thing. And we thank Papa De Leon for letting us have all of these wonderful incentives. And another one that we have is teach three to be stress-free. You can recruit three people in a month, and you can get wonderful, wonderful gifts. And we also have 90K in 90 days. It is being done. It can be done. And you can also do that. And if you would like to find out more, find out what the strategy is, find out what the plan is, and find out how you can be a part and share this with your friends and family, you can listen to our call. It starts at 8 o'clock Eastern Central Time, and the number is 712-432-0075. And the PIN code is 926-358-POUND. And not only that, we have some awesome men of God. We call them the kings of artists. Praise God. They are anointed. They are appointed. And they are in the process of putting together a wonderful conference that we have that will be taking place in the month of June. So we lift them up daily in prayer also. And if you would like to find out more about them, you can get on the motivational call and you can do so. Well, what I'm going to do right now is just give you one more. I think I'm just going to go forward. I'll come back later on and give you additional announcements. But let me tell you about the man of God. He, too, is an Artists International distributor, minister, coach, L.A. Lance Waterman. He's an inspirational speaker. He's a health and wellness coach. He also assists the ambassador on Wednesdays with the ambassador call. He's the founder of Y-O-N-G, which stands for Youth, Our Next Generation. He speaks often. He travels internationally, and he is the founder of Speak Ministry. He is married to his beautiful, beautiful wife. And I just thank him because he brings the word forward. She's there, First Lady Lori Hogan Waterman, to support him. And without any further ado, I am going to bring this mighty man of valor, my brother in the Lord, who's faithful to this call and faithful to Artists International, to the line. Are you there, Minister Lance Waterman, known as Coach L.A.?
Amen, amen. Minister Robin, can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for that warm introduction. Thank you, Minister Bonita, for being obedient, seating God's people. Amen. Thank you to the giant doctors that we have in this wonderful business and in the marketplace, Dr. Vanessa, my mother, amen, and Dr. Cook, amen. We just thank Dr. PJ. Thank you all for being so obedient. You know, this morning I woke up and I had this message on my heart, and I coined the message today, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. The reason why I coined it, because I know that many times that the adversary thought he had me down. But guess what? I'm still standing. I'm going to be talking from 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 12. And Paul said he suffered under great stress so that he might learn to rely more on God. I'm going to repeat that. Paul said he suffered under great stress so that he might learn to rely on God. How many of us today can say that you don't mind suffering because you want to learn how to truly rely on God? See, what they did in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, they truly had to seek and rely on God. How many of us could do that and say that today? So I'm going to be reading the Amplified Version of 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 12. And it reads, "We hedged in," that means pressed, "on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped and crushed. We suffer embarrassment and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven or despaired. We are pursued," meaning persecuted and hard driven, "but not deserted to stand alone. We are struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the liability and exposure to the same putting to death that the Lord Jesus suffered, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown forth by and in our bodies. For we who live are constantly," meaning experiencing, "being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evidenced through our flesh, which is liable to death. Thus, death is actively at work in us, but it is in order that our life might be actively at work in you." Paul is saying, he reminds us that though we may think we are at the end of our rope, amen, we are still standing. We are never at the end of our hope. I want to say that again. Paul reminds us that though we may think we are at the end of our rope, amen, we are still standing. We are never at the end of our hope. Our perishable bodies are subject to sin and suffering, but God never abandoned us. Amen. I want to say that again. Somebody missed that. Our perishable bodies, yes, our bodies will perish, are subject to sin. That's on a daily basis. And suffering, but God never abandoned us because Christ has won the victory over death. Need I remind you, Christ has won the victory over death. We have eternal life in Christ Jesus. All our risks, humiliation, and trials are opportunities for Christ to demonstrate his power and presence through us. How many of us are being persecuted at this very moment, but yet you know you cannot give up the test? Don't give in to the trial. Don't give in to the tribulation. Why? Because God already died on the cross. He cannot do it again. The Bible reminds us that your body will at some point perish, but God already paid the price. You have to stand. And having done all this stand, that's why I coined today, I am still standing. And so what about you? What are you doing today? All our risks and humiliations and trials are opportunities, again, for Christ to demonstrate his power and presence through us. We must ask ourselves, could we handle the suffering and opposition that Paul did? Yes, Paul handled some serious opposition. When opposition, slander, or disappointment threatens to rob you of your victory, remember this. that no one, I say no one, can destroy what God has already accomplished through you. I'm going to remind you again, no one, not the adversary, not your boss, not your neighbor, not your loved one, amen, can slander you, amen, threaten you, or rob you of your victory, which God has already given you. So what are you doing today to represent you still standing in the midst of adversity? Remember, Paul said he suffered under great stress so that he alone might learn to rely more on God. Are you prepared, my friends and family, to rely totally on God, no matter what you might be going through today? I don't care how it looks. I don't care how high that mountain looks. You know, right now they're celebrating these winter games, and they got the ski slopes, and the ski slopes are snowable, which means that it's so high, you know, people are cheering them on. Well, there's some mountains that you got to climb to be victorious in this world today. There's some valleys that's so deep you just don't know how you're going to get out. There's some situations that you are fighting with today, some mental situations that you might be going through today, and you just don't know how you're going to make it out. But God said, stand, I say stand, and having done all this, stand. You got to be able to take the blow, amen, because God already paid the price. You see, when Job was going through, his wife said, why don't you curse God and just die and give up? His friends thought he was crazy, but Job stood the test of the trial, and he stood and he was rewarded. So I'm saying to you this morning, are you prepared to stand and take the blow? And then having done all that, stand, so that when the adversary comes to test you, you say, you can throw everything you got at me. I'm going to withstand the blow and stand the test because God already paid the price. Again, Paul reminds you that no matter what you might be going through, no matter what persecutions might be coming your way, stand. They could hang you with a rope, but stand. They could persecute you and light you on fire, but stand. You have to do all you can to do, but stand. Because Christ has already won the victory. God will never abandon you. So whatever you might be going through today, remember, God will never abandon you. The price that was paid on Calvary cannot be duplicated. They cannot hang you up there with Christ. So I don't care what you might be going through. I don't care what test or trial you might be experiencing this morning. I don't care what health situation that you might be facing today. God is able. He is a healer. He is a provider. He provides a ram in the thicket. God is able. The price has already been paid on the cross. Minister Robin, back to you.
Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. Minister Cassie, will you please bring our prayer request forward? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are with us and you will never, ever, ever leave us. We thank you, Lord, that we can stand no matter what. So I thank you for Joni, Father God, your faithful daughter, Lord. She knows that you are with her, Father. She knows that you have never forsaken her, and she knows that she is victorious in and through Christ Jesus. So, Joni, we send the peace of God to you. We speak it to you, sister, in the name of Jesus. And this is just a setback, but you know that you are victorious, and you will be out of there quickly in the name of Jesus because you walk in divine health. And Lord God, we thank you for your men and women of God. Father God, we just thank you because you know, Lord God, what they need, Father. I thank you, Father, for Ivy Savannah, Lord. I thank you that you give her wisdom, Father. Wisdom is the principal thing, and you said we can have it. She can have understanding. So I thank you, Lord, that as she continues to minister to your women, Father God, they are becoming strong in you and in the power of your might, and you're giving her plans. You're giving her strategies, and you're telling her exactly what to say to them, Father God, so that they know that they can be strengthened in every area of their life because with you they can do all things because you are their strength. Father God, I thank you also for Jackie. I thank you, Father God, that she is the healed of the Lord, and you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of comfort. Thank you for favor. Thank you for Reggie Lagan, Father God. Thank you for the operation being a success. We speak right now, Lord God, to the ligaments in his leg and the tendons, Father, and we thank you, Father, that he is whole in you, in the name of Jesus. And continue, my Lord. You are the God of peace, watching over Mr. Bill's family during this time, Father. Bring back to their remembrance, Father, all of the joy, all of the good things that have taken place. Let them know that he trusted in you. Let them know. Let them hear the words of comfort that has been spoken over them in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for the Peterson family. I thank you for Chantel Lumpkin. We know breast cancer is a name, and everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. So I speak to those unhealthy cells, and I command you in the name of Jesus to line up with the word of God that has been spoken over this woman. And I command the healthy cells to destroy the unhealthy cells, and everything that has not been planted by you must be uprooted in the name of Jesus. I speak strength over you, Chantel, in the name of Jesus. We send the word to you, for there is no distance between God and his word going forward, and his word is going to accomplish health and wholeness in your body in the name that is above all names. And Lord, I thank you for Regina as she continues, Lord, to be a blessing through song, through her ministry, Father. I thank you, Father, because just like you used David and how David was even able to calm Psalm, I thank you that Regina is doing the same thing. She is breaking in the mighty name of Jesus any type of bondage, any type of destruction, anything that is on your people. She's destroying those yokes in the name of Jesus, and the word of God is coming forward through her ministry and through her because she is anointed and she is appointed. And Father, I thank you for Marie Preston, Platinum President Marie Preston. Lord God, you are faithful, and her blood pressure is normal. And we speak to the cortisol levels, and I command you in the name of Jesus to line up. Stress, you have no right. You have no say. She is a victorious woman of God. And Lord God, she gives all of those cares and concerns to you because we know that she stands in the gap for her family member. But you told us to cast our cares and concerns on you. So that is what our sister does. And we know that her blood pressure is normal. It's regulated in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for each and every single one of us on the line, Father, your health and wellness distributors, your ministers in the marketplace, Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. I thank you, Father, that as she continues, Lord, planning her wedding, Father, this time that you have set apart for her, Father, it will be a glorious time. It will be a victorious time. It will be a time of celebration, Father, because the two will become one in you. We thank you, Father, for all of those that are coming, Lord, to celebrate with her. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for her faithfulness. I thank you, Lord God, that she is always here for us. And because she always puts us first, Father, just the way Samuel, he wanted wisdom, and you blessed him, Father. I ask you to bless her in abundance, Father God, because we know she cares about your people, and she comes and she intercedes on our behalf. And Lord, I lift up the kings of artists, I thank you that those men are blessed. Those men are healthy. Those men are prosperous. Their families are blessed. Lord, thank you for the strategies and the plan and the vision that you've given them, Father God, for every conference, for every session that they are planning, Lord. I thank you that they have favor in the name of Jesus with the vendors. I thank you, Lord God, that they have favor, Father God, and they get the best price, Father, because you said discounts. We have your favor, so we don't have to pay full price. So I thank you that they have discounts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless their wives, Father. Fill them to overflowing. Protect their children, Lord. I thank you that they're young, mighty men and women of God. I thank you that they speak your word with boldness, with confidence, and accuracy, Father. And as they go back and forth to school, Father, or their place of employment, Father God, you're teaching them to be entrepreneurs just as their parents are, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I lift up Papa Dan De Leon to you, your mighty man of God, your healthy man of God, your healed man of God. Give him dreams. Give him vision, Father. We thank you that our company is a billion-dollar company. We thank you for the new business partners that are coming into Artists International. We thank you for his wife who stands alongside him and his children, Father. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against any of them can prosper in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that has risen up against them, they will be put to shame. We appropriate the blood of Jesus over him and his home and his business. And I thank you for the ministers in the marketplace that are on this call. As we go forward in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you, we know our steps are being ordered by you. You're guiding us and you're directing us, Lord God. So we thank you for the strategies that we have right now in Jesus' name. Well, family members, don't forget, immediately following this call, you want to hop on the MMC call, and that's 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And don't forget, we also have our 90K in 90 days. It is possible. God can, he will continue to show you what to do. And if you're interested, friends who are on this call, you can get on our call at 8 o'clock Eastern Central Time. That number is 712-432-0075, in code 926-358-POUND. And Father, thank you for Platinum President Dorothy Cook. Thank you for blessing her and honoring her, letting her know that we love her also. And I thank you for Benita for standing in the gap. Thank you for the TMC family. And thank you for our mighty man of God who brought the word forward. Bless him and his family. First Lady Lori, Lord God, there's nothing missing in their lives. And we will give you all the honor and all the praise because you truly are faithful. And we will stand knowing that we are victorious in you. Minister Coach L.A., Lance Waterman, will you please close us out today?
Amen. I close you out with this scripture, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. All you need to do is ask of God, and he will answer your prayer in Jesus' name. Go out and make somebody else's day a great day. God bless you all. Enjoy.